I've got Chris McGreal now in Benghazi. Chris, what's been the reaction among the rebels to the ceasefire?
The rebels have said they don't trust Gaddafi. They see it as a reflection of his desperation that he's called a ceasefire to try and stave off the imminent air attacks by France and Britain, and that what he intends to do is to divide up the country. And they've said for that very reason they're not going to call a ceasefire themselves. They plan to call for uprisings across the country to get rid of Gaddafi, to test whether he does intend to continue using force, and if he doesn't go, they're keeping the military option open, and they will continue to pursue their own war, although they said not immediately.
So does that mean that they will push and try and retake territory that was lost to the west of Benghazi?
Yes, I think so, but not necessarily retake it in a military sense immediately. I think they're focusing their attention on the major cities, particularly those still in Gaddafi's hands, and calling for people to come out and rise up, saying they are now protected by the UN resolution, and really to test Gaddafi. And if Gaddafi then resorts to force again to put it down, then they'll know that there's no such thing as a ceasefire. They say that the first port of call will be a peaceful protest, but they're keeping the military option open.
So it's been a bit of a roller coaster in Benghazi in the last few days, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I mean, just 2 days ago, let alone last night, actually, before the UN resolution was announced, I mean, Gaddafi was on television threatening that he would drag people out their cupboards, hiding in their cupboards in Benghazi, and put them to the sword. Threatened dire retribution against this city, and certainly over the past few days the atmosphere deteriorated really quite badly in the face of the advances by Gaddafi's army, which was it was less than 100 miles away, and certainly the fear here was that it was coming up the road. This morning it's as though a great weight has been lifted. There's been celebration on the streets. The rebel flags, which is actually the old national flag, have been out everywhere again when they'd largely been put away quietly. And it's almost so, in some ways, the city's been reborn. Certain people feel it's been saved. And there was an immense relief here today.
Is it too soon to talk of partition of Libya?
Well, this is one of the things that the rebels fear that Gaddafi plans. That's why they wouldn't keep up the pressure on him. But what he intends to do is call a ceasefire and simply hold on to the territory that he's got. And they say they won't allow that. Libya is one country, and him and his family are the problem, and they have to go. And they were really quite strong in insisting that they will not accept a divided Libya. But I certainly think that that's an option in Gaddafi's mind now. Yeah, he realizes he can't take it all back. He's going to try and hang on to what he's got.